Tank vehicle CDL test number one. Question number one. A liquid tank trailer that has no baffles is most often used for milk or food products, gasoline, liquid gas, or liquid fertilizer. Answers A, milk or food products. In 8.2.5 unbaffled tanks, unbaffled liquid tankers, sometimes called smoothbore tankers, have nothing inside to slow down the flow of the liquid. Unbaffled tanks are usually those that transport food products, milk for example, because of the difficulty in cleaning the tanks that have baffles. They're not usually used for food products. Question number two. A baffled tanker is one with walls and holes inside the trailer for the liquid to flow through, separate tanks inside the trailer, hollow balls floating in the liquid to slow movement, or none of the above. The answer is A, walls with holes inside the trailer for the liquid to flow through. In 8.2.4, baffled tankers, baffled liquid tanks have bulkheads in them with holes that let the liquid flow through. These baffles help to control the forward and backward liquid surge. Question number two. A baffled tanker is one with walls with holes inside the trailer for the liquid to flow through, separate tanks inside the trailer, hollow balls floating in the liquid to slow movement, or none of the above. Answers A. Walls with holes inside the trailer for the liquid to flow through. From 8.2.4 baffled tanks. Baffled liquid tanks have bulkheads in them with the holes that let the liquid flow through. Question number three. A smooth bore tank is another term for a liquid tank without baffles, a liquid tank with baffles, a tank made of stainless steel, or a tank which is portable. Answers A. A liquid tank without baffles. In 8.2.5 unbaffled tanks, unbaffled liquid tankers, sometimes called smooth bore tanks, have nothing inside to slow down the flow of the liquid. Question number four. A tank trailer with baffles helps to control side-to-side flow, weight distribution, movement from front to back, or total vehicle weight. The answer is C, movement from front to back. In 8.2.4, baffled tanks. Once again, baffled liquid tanks have bulkheads in them with poles that let the liquid flow through. The baffles help to control forward and backward liquid surge. Question number five. A tank vehicle is defined as a vehicle which transports liquid, liquefied gas, bulk fertilizer, or both A and B above. The answer is both A and B above. In tank vehicles, the intro. A tank endorsement is required for certain vehicles that transport liquids or gases. So the main thing is liquids or gases. Question number six. Baffles in a tanker make the tanker easier to clean out, control forward and backward liquid surge, allow you to haul mixed loads, or eliminate side-to-side surge. Baffles in tankers. B. Control forward and backward liquid surge. In 8.2.4, baffled tanks. The baffles help to control the forward and backward liquid surge. Question number seven. Dividers inside tankers that have openings at the top and bottom are called bulkheads, baffles, waffles, or barriers. The answer is B, baffles. 8.2.4. Baffled liquid tanks have bulkheads in them with holes that let flow through. They're called baffles, and they help to control the forward and backward liquid surge so that the holes at the top and the bottom are also openings. Question number eight. Hauling tank vehicles requires special skills because the center of gravity is higher, the vehicle is top heavy, the load's weight is high up off the road, or all of the above. It's D, all of the above. 8.2. Driving tank vehicles. Hauling liquids in tanks required special skills because of the high center of gravity and liquid movement. All three of these are pretty much ways of saying that the center of gravity is higher. The vehicle's top heavy, the center of gravity is higher, and the load's weight is high up off the ground. These are all the same thing. Question number nine. Outage is defined as the process of liquid expansion as it becomes warm, the liquid that must be drained to conform to weight limits, the loss of power to the hydraulics, or the loss of headlight on the tractor? The answer is A, the process of liquid expansion as it becomes warm. 8.2.6 outage, never load a cargo tank totally full because liquids expand as they warm and you must leave room for the expanding liquid. This is called outage. Question number 10, retest markings must be stamped on the tank itself. Given the date of the latest retest, show what type of test or inspection was performed or all of the above. C, show what type of test or inspection was performed. 9.5.1 markings, and I note here that this is more of a hazmat question, but it is about cargo tanks. Specifically under 9.5.1 markings, specification cargo tanks must show retest date markings. Question number 11, stop valves in a cargo tank. Break off in an emergency. Close in an emergency. Can only be operated manually or protective tank and piping from rear end collisions. The answer is B, stop valves in the cargo tank can close in an emergency. 8.1.2, if your vehicle has any of the following equipment, make sure it works, and emergency shutoff systems is one of these. Question number 12. The amount of liquid to load into a tank depends on the amount of liquid expansion, the weight of the liquid, the legal weight limits, or all of the above. Answer is D, all of the above. 8.2.7, how much to load. The amount of liquid to load into a tank depends on the amount the liquid will expand in transit, the weight of the liquid, and legal weight limits, which are all of the above. Question number 13. The amount of liquid you should put into the tank depends on the amount the liquid will expand in transit, the weight or density of the liquid, legal weight limits, or all of the above. It's almost the exact same question. D, it's all the above. In 8.2.7, how much to load? It is the amount the liquid will expand in transit, the weight of the liquid, and the legal weight limit. Question number 14. The best way to prevent rolling over when pulling a tanker through a curve is travel at speeds below the posted limits, travel faster than the posted speed limit, make sure you brake hard through the curve, or start fanning the brakes. The answer is travel at speeds below the posted limits. Comes from 8.2.1's high center of gravity. Tests have shown that tankers can turn over at the speed limits posted for curves. Take highway curves and on-ramp, off-ramp curves well below the posted speeds. Question 15. The cladding in a tanker cuts down on liquid surge, cools down or heats up the cargo, protects the tanker from corrosive cargo, or protects cargo from temperature extremes. The answer is C, protects the tanker from corrosive cargo. Under feedback, I have CDL manuals may not have expanded information on types of tanks, which would mention cladding or lining. But you can remember this answer anyway. It can't hurt. If you get this question about cladding in a tanker, it protects the tanker from corrosive cargo. Question number 16. The driver should pay particular attention to the what on smaller tanks? Higher center of gravity, weight distribution, level of fluid, or all of the above. The answer is B, the weight distribution. From 8.2.3, bulkheads. Some liquid tanks are divided into several smaller tanks by bulkheads. When loading or unloading the smaller tanks, the driver must pay attention to weight distribution. Don't put too much weight on the front or rear of the vehicle. Question number 17. The liquid inside the bulk tank can cause a tank truck to roll sideways. When traveling around a curve, even with baffles inside the trailer to slow the flow, even when traveling at posted speeds or all of the above. It's D, all of the above. In the first section, 8.2.1, high center of gravity. High center of gravity means that much of the load's weight is carried high up on off the road. This makes the vehicle top heavy and easy to roll over. Liquid tankers are especially easy to roll over. which is the A when traveling around a curve. Also, under baffled tanks, the baffles help to control the forward and backward liquid surge, but side-to-side surge can still occur. So this can cause a rollover, so that's why B, even with baffles inside the trailers to slow the flow, is one of the options. And even when traveling at posted speeds, which is covered under 8.3.3, said the posted speed for a curve may be too fast for a tank vehicle. That's why all of the above is correct. Question number 18. The reason a tank trailer should not be loaded completely full is because your load may shift more. The baffles won't be as effective. Liquid expands and can leak out of the trailer, or the movement is stronger. Answer is C. Liquid expands and can leak out of the trailer. 8.2.6 under outage. Never load a cargo tank totally full because liquids expand as they warm and you must leave room for the expanding liquid, which is called outage. Question 19. What makes a bulk liquid tanker hard to handle? The cargo's high density, the cargo's low center of gravity, the cargo's high center of gravity, or friction? The answer is C, the cargo's high center of gravity. 8.2.1. Hauling liquids in tanks requires special skills because of the high center of gravity and liquid movement. Furthermore, high center of gravity means that much of the load's weight is carried high up off the road. This makes the vehicle top-heavy and easier to roll over. Question number 20. When a bulk tank vehicle is stopping at an intersection which has a slippery surface, the truck could slide into oncoming traffic. The liquid movement could push the truck into the intersection. The liquid could leak onto the roadway, or the truck could slide sideways due to rocking. The answer is B, the liquid movement could push the truck into the intersection. In 8.2.2, danger of surge. If the truck is on a slippery surface such as ice, the wave can shove a stopped truck out into the intersection. Question 21. When driving a smooth bore tanker combination, be especially cautious while ascending a hill, while descending a hill, when starting and stopping, and when loading or unloading. The answer is C, when starting and stopping. 8.2.5, in unbaffled tanks, be extremely cautious, slow, and careful in driving smooth bore tanks, especially when starting and stopping. Question 22. When the tanks are partially filled, the movement of the liquid is called surging, waves, splashing, or rocking. The answer is A. The movement of the liquid is called surging. 8.2.2. Liquid surge results from movement of the liquid in partially filled tanks. Question number 23. Which is the most stable tanker shape? Van, double conical, cylindrical, or elliptical? The answer is D, elliptical. In 8.2.5, unbaffled tanks. Not all manuals have this information. In fact, none may have it anymore, but it's important to know that what's key here is cylindrical and elliptical are the two main types. Elliptical is more egg-shaped at the bottom, which has a lower center of gravity. So if this ever did come up, that's the type that is the most stable tanker shape since it has a lower center of gravity. Question number 24. You should observe the posted limits for curves and be aware that tank trucks have a higher center of gravity. The posted speeds may not be slow enough for a tank truck. A rollover can still occur when traveling at posted speeds in a tank truck, or all of the above. It's D, all of the above. First, in 8.2.1, we've talked about how hauling liquids in tanks requires special skills because of the high center of gravity and liquid movement, which talks about A, having a higher center of gravity. Also, 8.3.3, the posted speed for a curve may be too fast for a tank vehicle, which is B, and also rollover can still occur when traveling at posted speeds, is the same thing here. B and C are pretty much the same thing, so that's why it's all of the above. Question number 25. You'll feel the effects of liquid surge less if you turn slowly and carefully, gradually brake to a stop, haul thicker liquids, or all of the above. It is all of the above, D. 8.3.2, controlling liquid surge. In this one, it does have a section on controlling surge, which says, keep a steady pressure on the brakes. Do not release too soon when coming to a stop. Also, brake far in advance of a stop and increase your following distance. And if you must make a quick stop to avoid a crash, use controlled or stab braking. Also, remember that if you steer quickly while braking, your vehicle may roll over. So they talk about turning slowly and carefully there and gradually braking to a stop is the steady pressure on the brakes rather than all of a sudden. The only thing it doesn't mention here is haul thicker liquids, but common sense would tell you that this is also true. The thicker the liquid, the slower the force of the liquid surge, and you will feel the liquid surge less if you haul thicker liquid. So all of the above is correct.